Okay, welcome back to the 2025 tax year Vita Clerical Training. We are happy to have you and we missed you. This is your Pub 4961. It is the Volunteer Standards and Conducts of Ethics Training. You can get it in hard copy or it is available on the website shown there. This is Pub 6744, which includes all your test questions. All the test questions for the Volunteer Standards of Conduct and the intake quiz are in there, and you must pass with an 80%. Now we are going to go over site flow and how Vita site works. First, the taxpayer enters the site and goes to the intake person. The intake person will help fill out the 13614C. The intake person will then determine if it is a basic or advanced return. The intake person will now walk the taxpayer over to the tax preparer. The tax preparer will greet their client and prepare the tax return, asking questions as needed. After the tax preparer has finished the tax return, the tax preparer will hand the client off to the other tax preparer for a quality review. The second tax preparer is going to verify that all the information was entered accurately. And after they verify that, the tax preparer will print the return and go get it from the printer. After they get back from the printer, they will inform the client of what the 8879 is. And then by signing it, they are saying that they have provided all the accurate information to us that we need to file their tax return. Okay. Now the tax preparer will take the client back to the intake person. The intake person will now give all the original documents back to the client and give them our optional satisfaction survey and demographic survey. If the client has Homestead, the intake person may scan copies of all necessary documents for Homestead credit. And now the intake person will tell the client to have a nice day and the taxpayer will leave. It's a quick reminder to check your Lincoln Learn profile. You have to update the number of years that you have volunteered every year. That's under your profile section on Lincoln Learn.
It's in there, but you have to make sure to update it every year with another year.
Yeah.
You can go back in and change.
This is what the site looks like for the new people that you're going to submit all your answers on. It's www.lincolnlearncertification.com. You press the Start Learning button. And then after that, it'll prompt you to log in. After you log in, you'll see these two options: take the test or sign form 13615. When you're going to take your test, you would just click on Start the Test and then click on Basic since you guys are intake. All you have to take is the Volunteer Standards of Conduct and the Intake Quality Review Test. And that can be seen on this page right here. You just click which test you want to put in and then put your answers in. Once you have passed your tests, Lincoln Learn will populate your 13615 volunteer agreement. Make sure the box for electronic signature is checked and do not print it until all of your until you've passed all your certifications. After you have done this, please forward this to your site coordinator. Okay, this is our consent to use form. You guys in person have a copy of it. It's the same one as last year. All this form is saying is it is allowing us to use the information and also allowing us to put it into CAP Services database. So this allows Jennifer to write our grant. And this is consent to disclose. This allows us to disclose the information to like the IRS and other grants that we do. Now I want to point out that we cannot force them to sign this, but we like to encourage them heavily because this is how we get funding to do this program. The next slide is the Global Carry Forward Consent. It's very important that you get this signature. It's not required, but it helps us a lot in preparing the taxes in further years, or if they go to a different VITA site. So if they sign this, their information will pull through, like name, date of birth, stuff like that. W-2 information, like where they worked in the past. It just makes it easier on us when we prepare their taxes again, or if they go to a different site. This is the virtual preparation consent form. This is used if we are doing a virtual appointment. So if you guys see like a virtual intake, you'd have to have them sign this for that. We are also using this form for our Valet Vita service. And this year we are no longer holding people's documents who are coming back with other information. Any questions on anything so far?
We have some information, we don't have all the information. We do, in clerical, we do what we can do, let them know the information we're missing and give them all their stuff.
Yep.
And tell them they need to be.
Yep.
Yes, that's what they're good.
Okay, now I'm just going to go over what your job looks like as clerical slash greeters. So the first thing you're going to do is greet the client and give them all their forms. This year, we are not sending the intake forms out. So clients are asked to come 15 minutes early to fill out the form.
If we know people that are going to be coming here and making appointments, then we could have some of these forms at home so that we can just give them to them. They can fill it out for them. I had someone ask me.
Maybe just a few, but we are kind of limited on the number that we have, so I don't want to just have them sitting out there. Right. But if you know specifically that there's a couple of them that are coming in on specific dates, then yeah, we can put together a ticket for you to take them from.
If the client like has issues filling it out, like their hand's too shaky, you guys can help them fill it out. You also have to verify that the whole sheet is filled out, and you have to also verify their IDs, the picture matches who they are, and if they have all their social security cards with them. Then you are going to make an envelope and put the password on the envelope that we will give out to call the clients. We will tell you at the end after we're done recording. And you should also label it as basic or advanced so we know who to give the return to. The password does not apply to people in Stevens Point. Okay, so now we're moving on to the intake and interview process. So you can find this job aid in your 4012 if you're unsure of how to do your job. It is found in Section B. It gives you step-by-step what every line means. Clerical volunteers are not allowed to answer any tax questions unless they are certified in basic or advanced, but you may ask general questions or clarification questions necessary to fill out the 13614C. I would also like to point out this year that any boxes that are shaded in gray, clerical is not allowed to fill out, including boxes on the inside.
We'll probably make money from all this last year, what?
If you are tax certified, you can fill out the gray section. So if you have your basic or advanced certification, you could. What is your responsibility to fill out the ungrade section? And you have to ask clarifying questions to make sure all questions are answered accurately. And then this is page three, an example right here. You also can fill out the grade area on this page. After the form is completed, you'll go through and look and see what level it is. That can be determined by the A and B next to everything on the tax return. So you'll either classify it as an advanced or basic return. Page four is optional. That's just demographic questions and if they can like read a newspaper correctly and stuff like that. Yes.
Is optional, but for services, the program that we input stuff into, that demographic stuff is really important. So even though it's optional for the IRS, and technically it's optional for tax services, but we want that as if we can get it.
But this is the one on the 13614. We take out, we have the other one, so we haven't been filling out the other one.
It's the combined between the two that gives us the information that they want. So the
If Bonnie would have let me finish, it is acceptable for them to not fill it out if they do not want to, but we should encourage
thank you, I'm sorry.
it.
Definitely.
And then the last page, the last section is just comments for the tax preparer if you have any. The very back page is the global consent. Again, we want to make sure that we are encouraging clients to sign this. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
What if they would say they won't find you?
Then they don't sign it.
And then we don't get the contact numbers and what's left in the room. Not on that one,
This is the Wisconsin intake form. It has been updated this year. So if you see, we have added, not this one's not updated, but you have the version that you have is updated. And we'll also be sending out the PDF to you guys online of all the documents that everyone in class is seeing today. But we have added a section under income asking if they have taken a distribution from an IRA or qualified retirement account. That's because of Wisconsin's new credit this year, or new exclusion this year for qualified retirement accounts. I would just like to note for you guys so you know that if you take the exclusion, you are not allowed to claim any Wisconsin credit. So you can't have homestead credit, you can't have married couple credit, you can't have school property tax credit. No credit is allowed for Wisconsin. This is our process tracking sheets. For in-person, they're pink, and for virtuals, they're green. Pretty much the same as last year. The clerical will sign the intake interview form completed, and the taxpayer documents reviewed as we've did in the past. Pretty much the only thing that has changed this year is we have removed incentives offered and miscellaneous notes. And you want to be attaching this to the back of the 13614C. Okay, now Wisconsin required attachments. This is the form that prints at the back of the tax return that we have to submit to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, along with the tax documents that are listed on the next slide. For people in Wapaka and Wautoma, just make sure after you've scanned in the WRA forms that the site coordinator has got the email from the printer. In some cases, we are working with Midstate right now that we might be able to scan with their printer if our little Chromebook is not working. But we'll have more information on that when tax season has started. Yep. Here are just some examples of WRA forms, so like W-2, 1099-R, Social Security, rent certificates, property tax bills, all that stuff would have to be scanned in with the WRA. And then here's a list of common ones. I'd like to also point out that the WRA is not just for homestead credit. If they get the veterans property tax credit, this form will also print out and the information will also have to be scanned in for that. This is Form 8879 that I was talking about earlier. It could have been signed already at the tax preparer. They could have had them sign it. But if they get to you and you see it's not signed, you would just have to explain to them that, ask them if they've provided all the accurate information that we need to do the tax return, and then have them sign on the lines as the arrows show. We keep the signed copy, so that gets put into their yellow sheet and then stored away. And then I will have also on more documents that we keep in a couple more slides. This is our demographic survey. This is also stored with our 13614C. Just asks a few questions about their household. It is optional, but you still want to be strongly encouraging it. This is our client satisfaction survey. Again, optional, but you want to strongly encourage it. There is a little change. There is a line that you can put down if it was another organization or another place where you saw us. There is a line on there for you to put that information now. And then if you guys are inputting surveys for us, make sure you sign initial at the top right-hand corner and date. And then after it's been inputted into the computer, you would just put a slash through the whole page. Now we are moving on to financial empowerment education. This is optional, so we will have the books and sub materials out on the table for people to look at. They are allowed to take stuff if they want to. If they are interested in any of the services that Jennifer provides, we have green sheets. We have green sheets that they can fill out if they want any guidance from Jennifer. And it looks like they have to be 125% below the poverty level to qualify for this. Another thing that we provide is the free credit report. Again, just something to offer to the clients if they want it. Here is the request sheet. Any questions on anything so far? If they request it, just send them to the site coordinator. Okay, so now moving on to files to keep. So we keep the 13614C, which is your yellow sheet, We keep the process tracking form, which is your pink sheet that you have in front of you, or the green one. We keep their signed 8879. We keep the demographic survey. We keep the client satisfaction survey, and we keep the request for financial empowerment training. Oh, and we also keep the Wisconsin intake form. And those all get stuffed into the yellow envelope in the yellow sheet, except the client satisfaction survey that has its own separate folder. If you have no clients and nothing to do, you can organize files, input surveys like client satisfaction. You can help people with credit reports, keep the atmosphere friendly, ask the site coordinator if there's anything they want you to do. Privacy and confidentiality. This is publication 4299. It is available on irs.gov. So basically, the main thing is don't be telling people's confidential information to people. That could put us at risk for losing our VITA site. Now we're moving on to ICE policies and regulations. So if you just follow the flow chart as seen here, so if ICE shows up to your site in Wapak and Wautoma, we have private signs that we are going to put on the door. So out there would be a private sign, and on the door, the conference room in Wautoma would have a private sign. I'm not sure what Mid-States policy is on this, but
What does that mean?
this is the policy for,
We're not going to come in then?
well,
People,
just wait.
yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so since our conference rooms are private, they would have to have a judicial warrant signed. So we would have to request that from them before they enter our site. So ask them if we can see it. You can remind their clients that they have the right to remain silent. You do not have to say anything to the ICE agents if they come in. You should encourage the clients not to leave. And then do not attempt to hide or conceal anyone from ICE. So if they do not have a warrant, they are not allowed to enter our site. So if they do not have the warrant, you would just politely tell them to leave. If they
Do we do return for illegal aliens? Well,
if we have certifications,
if they have certifications,
they're a non-resident return.
Non-resident return. That means that they have to have a card that proves they're in the United States legally with a visa.
Nope.
No. Then they can. So the immigrant population is trying to do, the vast majority of them are trying to do what's right. And even though they're here, quote unquote, illegally, they still pay taxes. And they still pay taxes. And if they paid in too much, they don't get many of the benefits. But if they paid in too much, they too could get a refund. So, yeah, we've had that. We've had the site coordinators historically do that certification. And yes, we have had some immigrants that were here legally, and we have had some immigrants that were here not legally come to the site. And they're trying to do what's right, so we try to help them.
If they do have a warrant, you can ask the agent to wait outside. They do not have to do this if they do have a warrant to come in.
Okay.
And then the warrant does have to allow them to enter, it does have to state that they are allowed to enter a private space. If a client is detained, the staff can observe from a reasonable distance but should not interfere. You should identify a staff member who is trained to interact with ICE and document the name and badge number of the ICE agent, and take videos of it. So in Wisconsin, you are allowed to record stuff like that. So if an ICE agent does show up, you can take out your phone and start recording. If staff are questioned, just remember that you have the right to not say anything to them. You do not have to answer any questions that they ask you. And then if you can ask them if you are free to go, if they say yes, you can leave if you want to. If they say no, if they say no, you should contact your lawyer before speaking to them. Everyone has this
Everyone,
right.
we can
If they say you're free to go, yes.
Please.
If they say you are not free to go, you should tell them that you want to contact your lawyer before speaking to them. I just want to point out that we should try and keep confidential information not in public view. So if you're working on a tax return, maybe try and keep the documents in the envelope as you are done with them. And also, you are not allowed to give out confidential information to them. So, like their name, social security number, any information about them is confidential information. I have one more sheet that I want to show you guys. But if you have any questions, here's our contact information. Oops.
There on my What is it? Okay. Could be Bahamas. All of them. I'm still over at Wapaka County, and I will be at Portage County also on Mondays. On Saturdays, it will be handled by Bonnie and Nate, since I will be in Wapaka on Saturday. So. I'm volunteering. I'm totally done. I don't think about this problem. I did last night.
This is just a form that we will be printing out and giving to you guys. So it just explains basically what I went over. Stay calm, don't panic. If the site coordinator is available, you would most likely want them to deal with the situation. If they are not available, that your backup site coordinator is also trained on this.
No, you can actually not have concealed weapons in any of our locations. Oh.
So if the site coordinator is not available in Wautoma, Paul is the backup site coordinator. Who's your backup site coordinator?
There isn't one for Wapaka.
Okay. So Jennifer will always be available.
Or Jennifer is the site coordinator for Wapaka, and she is the backup site coordinator for Wapaka.
And if Jennifer was not available in Stevens Point, the backup site coordinator is Bonnie and Nate. So they will be also trained on this information.
Welcome.
And then it just gives you information like the different warrants. So if it's ICE form I-200 through 205, that does not grant them access to private rooms. So that would not grant them access to our conference room here.
And you're supposed to, an ICE warrant is not the same as an arrest. It's not signed by the judge. So we're supposed to have this information file so we know if we have the right credentials, didn't we? I didn't say much of it. I don't think so either, but I didn't say much of it.
That's why you have the site coordinator. They should be handling everything. You just have to remember that you don't have to say anything to anybody. And if they are here, I just wouldn't leave until they do.
Okay.
That would be the
do
safest
you have
thing.
tape here?
Huh?
You have tape?
Yes, I have tape.
Are you wearing some masking tape?
Oh. Your mouth shut, Judy, so you don't say things and get hold off? Okay.
I think that's true of most of us. Would agree.
Sorry, let's be honest. I shouldn't have said that. No.
Oh.
And if there is something like this, the site coordinator will report it to their supervisor. Yep. And then here is some.
Will they have special cars? Fancy cars with all the.
No idea.
Great so.
Limousines with.
So if does anybody have any questions on anything that we have talked about today?
One thing that tax services have been doing it since the beginning. And if you would come to our HD office, it's not ours anymore, the HD office in Stevens Point, every one of the rows that's brought down.
Okay. So that's the reason why it's there.
It is to protect everyone.
Okay. All right. I'm waiting for
Does anybody online have any questions about anything that we've talked about today? No? Okay. I'm not sure how I'm going to do the intake scenario. I haven't thought up that far ahead. Because the in-person people are going to complete this in person with one, me or Jennifer. There's a scenario that we're going to complete with you guys in person. You guys just have to wait while we figure out what we're going to do with the online people real quick.
Well, you could pretend, or I could pretend to be the clerical, and one of us could be the other person who would go through and
okay.
Never. I have a question, and this may be just because Bonnie hasn't read this form so specifically and known about it historically. But was there always a thing that said brought less taxes this time?
No, that's new this year.
On the bottom of page.
Oh, last year's taxes. Yeah, way down the bottom. Yeah.
For those online, Bonnie is pointing out that there is a new thing called brought last year's tax return, a new question.
Mm-hmm. The one that I did, because we have her taxes, we've done her taxes. Yep. I marked it yes, and then when I'm certified for tax, so under the gray, I said in our system. I wonder what you guys wanted us to do in that scenario.
Well, a lot of times they might say if you ask them, it's in the system.
Yep.
Probably if they will.
I think for this, we would just, if they have a paper copy with them.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There for that question.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, I guess I can put up a 13614C on here. And then just ask you questions. So if you guys in person want to take a break while we go over this with the online people, you can.
And I've tried to find him just open. He was like,
if you just want to sit here so we can, like, so they can hear you better.
Jimmy John.
Yeah. But I want to hear if I can see it. No. This is a fillable copy. Well, I'll just explain it, I guess. I guess I'll just explain like where the information goes.
How about maybe for those who are online? So how about we just tell those who are online that we're going to stop recording, and if they have questions to call me before.